Hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Hey, in a minute I'm going to do part four of my little mini series all about entering into the supernatural, glorious rest of Jesus. How to be free from everything and be in this place of rest that Jesus lived in and he wants to give to you. And I've just, about 3 weeks ago now at the time of recording this, just had this breakthrough in my life. Feels like the most dramatic thing I've ever lived, and I've been teaching about this for a few weeks now, and part of that is just entering into this glorious place of rest. Hallelujah. Jump into that in a moment. Grab a Bible while I do a couple of housekeeping things. Firstly, if you're new to my ministry, hey, my name is Graham. I am a British evangelist, British American, British citizen and an American citizen now. I live here in New England in the US, lead a group of churches here. About two-thirds of my time and one-third I travel in the US and Europe primarily. India, Africa, places like that. But I love Jesus. I love the spirit-filled life. And I come to my YouTube channel nearly every day with fresh videos like this one. So practically, hey, if you're on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button down there. Thanks to everybody who signed up. I think I looked today, I think we now have 66,000 people subscribed to our channel. And we're hitting about 250,000 views every month, so really bravo, thank you guys for that. Do sign up for our email newsletter, link below as well. Those go out once a week, and it's a great way of keeping in touch with us. I want to say a big thank you to all of the partners of my ministry. I've just got a growing ministry partnership. Partners are those who pray for us, those who support us financially, no matter what that is. I've got some people who send in like 50p, you know, 60 cents a month to my ministry, and we love and appreciate those. I've got others, some businesses who support us and send in thousands, and we appreciate prayer more than anything else. So why not pray about becoming a partner? Link below for that. Lastly, I love saying this every time I do a video now, that if you are not sure if you're yet a Christian, I'd love to talk to you about Jesus, and I'm going to try and do a prayer at the end of this video. But if you're interested in setting up a call and just finding out more about who Jesus really is, what did he do, what does it mean to actually know him, not as a religion, but as a relationship, I'd love to talk to you about that. Drop me a line, and we could set up a Zoom call or phone call at your convenience for that. Boom. So let's continue then talking about rest. I want to read a few scriptures again today. I was actually walking through Times Square earlier today. I'm in New York today. And literally saw this scripture flash up on one of the neon lights, neon boards, Matthew 11:29. It says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul." You know, there is a, if you're a Christian, you've got the life of Jesus in you, but there is a learning from Jesus. Jesus says, "Follow me." And then he says, "Abide in me." In a way, his message to us when we follow him is, learn of me, learn how I walk, learn how I deal with things, learn how I interact, learn how I relate to the Father, learn how I relate to the world around me. And he says, I'm meek, I'm gentle, I'm lowly, I don't think I'm the king of the world, even though I'm the king of the universe, even though he's the savior of the world. And he says, in doing so, you'll find rest for your soul. And I've been going through some different steps I've been stepping into to step into this life of rest. What I want to do today is I want to talk about a life of faith, faith for rest. Here where I live in America, I think there's a lot of teaching on faith. And, you know, in every stream of Christianity, think people go too far with one thing or another. And that's true of everything, including your stream. So never judge any movement by its worst examples. Are there some people preaching faith who take something too far and out of cut? Yeah, probably. I don't actually know any of those people, but there probably are some, as there are in your stream of Christianity. But here's the point. Without faith, you cannot please God. Hebrews 11:6. Whatever's not of faith is sin, Romans 14:27. Yeah, we are called to live by faith. The Bible says four times in Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38, that the just will live by faith. And we are called to have a life of faith. Hebrews 4 verse 3 says, "He who believes has entered into rest." Colossians, I believe it's in chapter 2, it says, as you receive Christ, so walk in him, being rooted and built up in faith. And the key for all of us come to Jesus and begin a life with him by faith. We begin a life with Jesus by believing his promises. And most of us actually experience this glorious, kind of like a honeymoon period, this glorious, oh, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And yet so often we stop living a life of faith and begin trying to live a life where we interact with God based on what we do and what we don't do. And take a look at your life today. I mean, I'm recording this in the late afternoon in New York, got up early, drove through a train station, took a train down here, been all about New York doing different things, and I have the same relationship I have with God, whether I've been a good bunny or I've been a good bunny, but whether I've been a good bunny or a bad bunny, it's not based on our performance. We actually have, it's so vital we get this, we have the same relationship with God that Jesus has with the Father. I don't have my own relationship with the Father, I have Jesus' relationship with the Father. And all we really need to do to enjoy that rest, that thing where we don't add anything to it, is to believe. How do you abide in him? You believe you're abiding in him. In John 6, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, what must we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him who God has sent. You believe in me. So how do we stay in this place of glorious rest? Stay believing. The Bible says the just will live by faith, not have an experience by faith, not just get saved by faith, but actually live a life of faith all of their life. What does that practically look like on a day-to-day basis? You know, we say we have faith in God, but we don't have faith in some like spooky experience. We have faith in God's word. So to live a life of faith, it really gets as simple as this. It means every day we come and we lean on his promises. We come and we say, thank you, Lord, you've said you will give me rest. So Lord, I believe right now I'm living in your rest. Thank you, Lord, you said I'm joined to the Lord, I'm one spirit, 1 Corinthians 6 and D. Thank you, Lord, I'm joined with you. Thank you, Lord, you said in John 15, 4, you're the vine, I'm the branch, that your life is flowing in and flowing through me. Lord, I thank you right now. Your life is flowing in and flowing through me. Lord, you said the law of the spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Lord, right now the law of the spirit of life is operating in and through me. The spirit of life is flowing through me. Thank you, Lord, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. The danger is, catch me here in this one. The danger is what we come to those verses and we confess them and we engage with them to try to make them happen. Just think about that for a second. Anytime you're trying to make something happen, you don't believe it's happened. Anytime you're walking around saying, by stripes I'm healed, you're trying to get healed, you don't believe you're healed. What we've actually got to do is engage with God's word, read it, underline it, think on it, say it, bring it into our heart, and actually move into this place where we say, Lord, I thank you, this is now true. Thank you, Lord, you give me rest. It says, as we have received Christ, so walk in him, being rooted in faith and abounding in thanksgiving. So what I encourage you to do, here's what I do, is get a list of, I mean, promises, amen, but statements, Bible statements, truths, yeah. Jesus says, I am the living bread come down from heaven. He who eats of this bread, he who drinks of the water I give him will never thirst again. And then take those verses every day and say, Lord, I thank you, I'm eating of you. Thank you, Lord, today I'm drinking of you and I will never thirst again. And our role is to rest, but our role is to keep our faith active. You know, the key I've had to learn in my life, as many of you have, is if we don't spend that time where we put God's word before us, where we wash ourselves in the word of God, where we have God's word coming in our AirPods, where we're filling ourselves with the things of God, the things of the world will tend to sort of drift you away. And it's so easy to just drift away from God and then suddenly you realize, I've spent hours and I haven't even thought on Him. To be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So how do we keep ourselves in a place of rest? You know, build a culture, build a place where you surround yourself with the things of God. Build a lifestyle, build a personal environment where we surround ourselves with the things of God and we're rejoicing, we're thanking Him, we're not striving, we're resting in Him. And that rest will fill your soul. Boom. Hey guys, if I can pray for you, or you got any questions of any of that, drop them in the comments. I would love to hear from you. And blessings to you as you walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hit the subscribe button down there if you haven't done that. Check out the links below, and I'll be back tomorrow with some more videos. Bye.